News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. President Trump has signed a bill to release the Jeffrey Epstein case files. AP correspondent Donna Warder has more.
President Donald Trump late Wednesday signed legislation that requires the Justice Department to release all files and communications within 30 days that are related to the case of convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein, as well as the investigation into Epstein's death in a federal prison in 2019. It's a bow to political pressure from Trump's own party after he initially resisted those efforts. The legislation does allow for redactions about Epstein's victims for ongoing federal investigations, but the DOJ cannot withhold information because of embarrassment, reputational harm, or political sensitivity. As recently as last week, Trump summoned to the White House Situation Room Republican Representative Lauren Boebert of Colorado, who supported releasing the files. She did not change her mind. Donald Trump once had a friendship with Epstein, but he has consistently said he didn't know of Epstein's crimes and cut ties with him long ago. Donna Warder, Washington.
The Labor Department says the unemployment rate rose to 4.4% from 4.3% in August. Meanwhile, U.S. employers added a surprising 119,000 jobs in September. The economic report had been delayed for 7 weeks because of the federal government shutdown. Infant botulism cases have now climbed to 31, and state officials say they're still finding the recalled ByHeart baby formula on some store shelves. Yesterday, the company reported that laboratory tests confirmed some samples of formula were contaminated with the type of bacteria linked to the illness. Federal agents have now arrested more than 250 people during a North Carolina immigration crackdown in Charlotte, the state's largest city. This is AP News.
AP Sports, I'm Geffen Coolball. Jaden Bradley's 21 points helped pace number 4 Arizona past number 3 UConn 71-67 in a battle of early season unbeatens in men's college basketball. NBA Nikola Vucevic hit a game-winning 3-pointer with less than a second remaining and scored 27 to lead the Bulls past the Trailblazers 122-121. The Thunder improved to 15-1 with a 113-99 win over the Kings. NHL, the Capitals overcame the Oilers 7-4. NFL, Browns rookie QB Shedeur Sanders will make his first NFL start Sunday in Las Vegas. Falcons QB Michael Penix Jr. will have season-ending surgery to repair the ACL in his left knee. And MLB, the Braves re-signed All-Star closer Raisel Iglesias for 1 year and $16 million. Geffen Coolbaugh, AP Sports.
And I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.